go.
Come on, Bobby. Bobby
Bones. Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
More studio.
Morning.
Good. I was reading this story how the average adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. And I started to think to myself, have I made a real friend in the last 5 years? Because the whole thing is, they say that normal adults have 5 good friends, 3 best friends, and they haven't made like a real new friend in the last 5 years. So what do you think about that?
I have in the last 5 years, but like right at like, that 5-year mark.
Yeah? Like someone that you would like go, if I needed to borrow some money or if I needed to come pick me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yeah, you?
In the last 5 years. It's tough. I would say yes, because I would say I could probably call Morgan number two. I think she's a friend. I know it's work, but I have a probably... Morgan number two, do you think we're real friends?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I do
too. You do.
I do think that. I think she's a real friend. So I think her... I have an... Oh, but maybe that's the only one.
In the last 5 years? Yeah. Don't you have some, like, guy friends you sort of hang out with from...
But
you don't feel like you could call them for
that.
If
I was like, I need a kidney.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, that's a real friend. If you called and said you need a kidney, I'd give you a kidney.
Yes. Duh.
Right. Now, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd be like, if I'm the only... Absolutely. What do you need?
Right.
How many? If you steal a couple from somebody else, I would do that for you.
Okay. You'd probably find me one, like, somewhere else.
Don't worry about what I find you, you know what I mean?
For... You'd be like, listen, I can't give you mine, but I got you. I found you one.
She's Morgan number two is probably the only, like... Morgan number two, would you give me a kidney?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. There you go.
That's awesome.
There you go. Anyway.
Probably everyone in this room would give you a kidney.
I don't think everybody would. I think Lunchbox is holding on to his tight.
Yeah, I need my kidneys. What if one goes bad in me? Then I'm screwed.
Yeah, but we keep Bobby alive. We, you know.
That's right. I stay alive.
Yeah, but then I'm dead. I'm not worried about if I'm dead, it doesn't matter.
But you're not dead. A lot of people survive on one kidney.
Oh, yeah, totally. All the time.
Didn't Selena Gomez get a kidney from somebody?
Yeah, her best friend.
Yeah, her friend. Yeah.
Our friend.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Exactly.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You guys were cutting commercials before the show today?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lunchbox and I have one together.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, let me hear this. Apparently there's some drama with this. So this is Amy and Lunchbox doing a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Is Amy being rude?
Amy,
well, it's embarrassing on my
part.
Yes,
Amy is very rude.
Here we go.
I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch.
Are you
kidding? I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch. I'll see you there, 11 to 2 p.m.
Hey, you want to go right now?
You buying?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Amy goes, she gets a little hater, like, are you kidding me?
Well,
yeah,
I
like,
mean,
you keep messing
like,
up? Like,
no, no,
how
no.
dare you?
Well, I just felt like he was just going, blah, blah, blah.
He did do that a lot.
No, then, that's my mess up.
Here's Amy.
I know, this is the worst
10 seconds
part.
Later.
Yeah,
10
I know.
Later.
Okay, go ahead. I suck. Buffalo Wild Wings. Shoot. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiffin and Finley. Okay. I just had one mess but it was so awkward because it literally happened like right after I was making fun of him, and then.
Who's the worst at doing commercials in this room?
Oh, Lunchbox. Me for sure.
Is it Lunchbox?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Eddie,
I'm pretty bad.
Especially No. I am a lot better than Eddie.
No.
I am a lot better than Eddie.
What does Eddie do so bad?
Oh, he takes 30 minutes to do a 30-second commercial.
Like, there's one they give me, and they just give me, like, 3 bullet points, and then they're like, make 30 seconds out of it. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do all that. So I start talking, and I mess up a lot. That's it. But if I'm reading a spot, I'm pretty good.
Amy's pretty good. But you've done a lot.
I have issues with words. Words are hard.
None of us are like Bobby.
Well, I do a lot.
You're the champ.
Well, just because I've done it for so long. I remember once we were in Austin. I was cutting, and I probably cut close to an hour a day of commercials and spots and station liners. And our vice president in Los Angeles walked in, and he just sat and watched. And I was just rolling through them. And I do liners. I was like, hey, we'll see you at Section 8 of the game on Thursday. Like, if a station sent it to me, I'll cut it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you do that? I was like, man, that's what I do. I just read. So when I get, like, allergies, once someone told me I need to get my voice insured by the Lords of London or whatever.
Insured.
Huh? Yeah, like,
did you do that?
I was like, no, it's money. Because what else am I going to do if my voice goes down?
Yeah.
I don't have any other skills except talk. Anyway.
What? You have other skills.
You push buttons.
I used to roof houses. I worked at Hobby Lobby.
You write books.
Now you're a writer. So.
I guess I could be a writer. Anyway, I thought that was funny. Here's Lunchbox again doing his.
I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. Yeah, I wanted to say Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch. I kept wanting to add another W.
Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch.
There you go. That's it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, so there's a 17-year-old kid in Ohio who used to weigh 325 pounds. Then about a year ago, he said, hey, I'm just going to walk to school every day. I'm going to change my diet up. I'm just going to walk. And he lost 115 pounds.
Wow.
One day I looked in the mirror and I was like, whew, yeah, you've gone pretty far. You need to want to do it yourself. And each day is a new day.
Come on.
That's amazing.
Just by making a small change, which turns into a medium change, which turns into a big change. You know, our biggest success story about that is Mike D, who's lost, as of today, how much weight have you lost, Mike D?
120 pounds.
120 pounds. Look at this guy. And I'm going to tell you, not a stubble, stomach staple, or a gastric band, or anything like that. What you did was?
Exactly what this kid did. Started walking.
And then walking led to?
Eating better, and then eventually I was able to run a mile.
And then running a mile led to?
Running a marathon.
Ran a marathon.
Yeah.
Mike D's lost 115 pounds.
120
pounds. He just upped his kid.
Yeah.
He probably only lost 115 until today, and he's like, 120. Yeah. You feel good, though? Do you feel like this is something that'll last your whole life?
Yeah. I've never thought of going back to my old ways. I'm going to keep it off.
My favorite Mike D part of this story is that once a year on Christmas, he does, what do you call it?
My purge day.
And he eats whatever he wants, all he wants. Just, what do you usually have?
I usually have some kind of, like, pizza and then some kind of ice cream or dessert that I don't usually eat.
He lost 120 pounds. That's almost my weight.
Yeah.
He's almost lost one of me. Now, to be fair, I think I'm at 157 as of this morning.
Okay.
But you set your goals high, you can lose one of me.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you lose any more weight or do you want to?
I don't think I can. I mean, I probably could, but I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't look at a scale anymore.
Ever?
No.
Look at this guy. Mike D, my hero. And I'm not even kidding. Like, that's a really awesome thing. I hope that story inspires you today. Just, it's tiny, tiny steps. They're turning into small steps. They're turning into medium steps. That next thing you know, you have something accomplished, and then you feel good about it, so you do more of it. I mean, that's really the key to any sort of success. So take your tiny step today, you know? Bobby Bone, come on. Go talk to Jordan in Virginia. Hey, Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say thank you for feeling like friends the past year or so. I just moved to a new place, and I listen to y'all every morning, and I listen to Amy's podcast on the way home, and y'all just keep me company on the way to work.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks a lot.
Cool.
You know, our goal, and I always say, is really just to make people feel like we're their buddies as they're either in their car or they have their phone listening to the show back on iHeartRadio, and I'm glad that you call and you feel that way.
Thank you. I don't know if y'all remember or not, Amy might, but I actually was sick with cancer the past year and a half or two, and I would listen to y'all's show to get me to and from chemo, and Amy and Mary were so nice to, like, check up on me every Friday, and I got to meet you at your show in Charlottesville, and I think the other one was Richmond, but y'all just really have become friends the past year, and I just really appreciate it.
Well, of course I remember. I remember you coming back, you and a dude, right?
Yeah.
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 He was my boyfriend then, but now we're getting married next month.
That's right.
So cool.
I remember you guys coming down backstage and hanging out, like, before the show. Hey, listen, I hope that, and I hope other people hear this too and realize that we don't just talk the game. Like, we really do feel like you're our friends too. And Jordan, glad that, because I believe when we saw each other last time, you said that you were better and on the road to recovery, right?
Yeah, I'm cancer free now.
So
awesome.
Good.
Come on.
Yay.
Hey, we love that. Hey, thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate you reaching out to us and sharing that story with us.
No problem. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all.
All right. See you later.
Bye, Jordan.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Napa, California. Two women walked into an Ulta Beauty store, stole $3,600 worth of perfume, and they got away scot-free. Only problem is they forgot to take the panties off their license plate. They covered the license plate, drove away, and then, like, a few miles later, police officer's like, man, I can't see that license plate. It's covered with panties. I'm going to pull them over. and they found the perfume in the back seat.
Wow. No. A couple things. One, yeah, if you commit a crime, you got to follow through. Two, every time he says panties, I cringe.
I know.
No, they really do. There's a picture of the panties on the license plate.
I know, but you saying that word, it's weird to me. What about when I say it? Is it cringeworthy when I said it just now?
Say it.
Panty. I mean, I don't love panties, but it's definitely different when you say it versus him.
A little unfair to him, but I completely agree.
Thank you. I mean, sorry. Right. Lunchbox, say it.
Yoga panties.
Sorry. I'm just... I'm heaving. All right, there you go. Lunchbox, that's your bonehead?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So this girl, Ashley, she was shopping at Target in Missouri, and she bought a book. When she got home, she was flipping through the book and found a $5 bill inside. She's like, well, this is weird. Well, as she continued through the book, she came across a pink sticky note that was tucked between chapters. And it said, to the person who buys this book, I'm having a tough day. I thought maybe I could brighten someone else's with this little surprise. Go buy a coffee, donut, or a face mask. Love, Lisa.
Oh, wow.
So then Ashley, the girl that bought the book, she ended up posting this on Twitter, and it got tons of likes and retweets. And it's kind of being spread out as like a random act of kindness, and more people are kind of mimicking it.
That's cool. I do like that. Even without the spreading of random acts of kindness, well, yeah, I do like that.
The whole thing was cool. And that, yeah. Lisa, the person having a bad day, like, again, doing something for someone else can make you feel better. So that was her way of doing that.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Let's go!
Here, here's a question for you. How often do you kiss your spouse, Amy?
Well, if I see him every day, some sort of a kiss daily.
Once?
I mean, at least once.
How many times a day if you see him?
For sure, once.
Once,
but
wow.
On average, more.
Guys, the heat is gone out of that.
Wow.
Not saying for sure once, but...
Lunchbox.
Oh, weekdays at least 3 times, on weekends at least 6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, because I don't see her very much during the weekdays.
And you've been married a lot longer, Amy.
Yeah. Are you talking about, like, making out or kissing?
Well.
I'm picturing, like, the kiss you give when you walk out the door. Mwah.
Experts found the strongest relationships kissed on a daily basis, with the strongest kissing at least 3 times a day.
Whoa!
Wow, Lunchbox is right on.
How long you been married, Lunchbox?
Almost 4 years.
Amy, you?
12.
Yeah. You look back at lunch and go, that's cute.
Bobby Bone, come on.
This will be fun. I'll play you a famous artist singing before they became the famous artist. Okay, write your answer down. This artist is playing guitar and singing at her family Christmas party. This is before she ever had a record deal. Here you go. Name the artist. Can you name that right there?
Wow.
That's an artist way before they're famous, playing and singing at their family Christmas party.
This is pretty cool.
This is a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking of who she is, though.
I think I'm in.
What? How?
It's just a guess.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
Amy?
Trisha Yearwood.
Lunchbox?
I wanted to say Reba, but it's that audio sounded too new, so I put Carrie.
What do you expect, like a black and white movie?
Yeah. Well, because Reba has been around a long time, yeah. So the audio is not going to be that quality.
Eddie?
Shania.
The answer is, somebody's right. The answer is...
Eddie Man!
Shania!
Yeah!
Yeah, here's Shania when she was before record deal.
Swimming in the pond.
There you go. All right, before they were famous, can you name this artist? This is from a TV audition. Okay. Here you go.
Well, I was raised on country classics like Roy Acuff and George Jones. And Lord, I'd love to hear them sing all them old-time country songs.
How we feel about that?
I'm in. I'm in.
Amy?
Scotty McCreary.
Lunchbox?
Scotty McCreary.
Eddie?
That's American Idol, Scotty McCreary.
This is it.
There you go.
Woo! This is now. This is what I've been talking about.
Right. Next up, this singer, now in her 30s, was 18 years old at the time this was recorded. Here you go.
I'm halfway gone, but I'm halfway safe. Couple
What you got there, Amy?
Why is this so hard?
Because they're young.
Because I feel like it's like on the tip of my tongue, but then not. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Lunchbox.
I got Casey Musgraves.
Oh, duh. Win. That's it.
Uh-huh. Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
Two more.
She's 30, huh?
Yeah, name these artists before they were famous. This was from a YouTube cover from 7 years ago.
You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, slowly losing control of everything I got. You're looking so damn hot, I don't...
Obviously singing a Luke Bryan song.
Yes, and I think I got it.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Chase Rice.
Oh, Chase
Rice. That's a good right. That's a good guess.
No, it's not.
Lunchbox.
It's my boy, Cole Swindell.
No. Eddie.
Man, his voice has gotten a lot better. Luke Combs.
Show me Luke Combs.
What?
Yeah. I can totally hear it.
What's the score? Eddie Ford.
Domination Station.
Hey, have you missed one yet?
No.
Okay.
You're telling me that was Luke Combs? I thought that was... Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Let's do one more.
That was real bad.
From an old movie. Okay?
Okay.
And this is him and his dad singing and playing Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun. Okay? Here you go.
Guessing who the little boy is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm in for the win. That was so easy. Sounds just the same.
I mean, it does not sound the same, but I'm in.
Okay, I'm totally in.
Amy?
Chris Stapleton.
What? Lunchbox.
That's Thomas Rhett.
Oh, that makes sense.
And context clues. That's Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, what is this? Dad. You don't get to hear the kids sing.
There's our winner, Eddie.
That was a fun game.
Thank you. Mike D made it.
Mike D, that was fun. I like the clips.
There you go. I hope you played along. I hope you had fun. That's the whole point. Thank you very much. Amy is known as not the best driver.
To y'all?
Yeah, but we've ridden with you. Like, that was your reputation back in the day, and then we rode with you again, and you hit a curb, you got flipped off, you got all in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the old cartoon, Mr. Magoo, who couldn't see and just people were just screaming at him the whole time. That's what we felt like riding with you.
Okay.
Eddie?
It's scary.
It's
That's
scary.
It, simply put.
Scary is a little dramatic.
No.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even know this would happen. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, I got honked at... But it was from the car in front of me. Which has not ever happened to me before. Normally my honks are coming from the side or behind, but straight up in front of me. But I was driving my friend's car and I didn't know how to use everything. And I had her brights on and I didn't know it. And I guess the car in front of me was honking to notify me, hey, turn your brights off.
How do you even know that the car in front of you is honking at you?
Because it was like honking, waving. And then I was like, what? Like, they're talking to me. Like, what is going on? So I start looking around. And that's when I realized, like, oh, I'm on high beams. Because it gives you that little, like, light on the inside.
The blue light, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, what could it be? But yeah, that's annoying. Like, if the car behind you rolls up with some brights coming through, yeah. But yeah, they decided to honk to let me know. And I was like, well, that's a first.
I've never heard of anyone from the front of you honking.
I know.
Has anyone else heard of that?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't anything dangerous or scary.
Breaking the barriers of bad driving every day here on the show. Yeah. There she is. There she is.
Next time y'all need a ride, I'll think about it.
Disregard asking you. Bobby Bones Show. So when Lunchbox goes to a hotel, he takes everything. The toilet paper, the shampoo. If it's in there, he takes it with him. And not only that, he calls people. They're also staying and says, hey, will you bring me yours? Which we've talked about on the show and debated if it's stealing or not. And so he takes a microphone And you go to a different hotel each time and talk to these people?
Yeah, I went to three different hotels, different variety, different names, different branches, you know, because there's all different ones, just to see their opinion on is it stealing or is it okay?
All right, here is the first clip where Lunchbox talks to a guy at the hotel. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a quick question before I, when you check out, it's okay to take the shampoo, the soap, and all that with you, right? Like, that's not stealing.
No, no. Uh-huh.
And you put two rolls of toilet paper in there so I can take the extra roll.
Yeah, if you want to.
Right, because I pay for it.
We're not going to say anything about it.
Because you just throw it away if I don't, right?
Well, the used parts, the used soap or whatever, they throw out that away.
Right, so I might as well take it home and use it for myself.
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, thank you.
Boom. But you don't just take the used soap. If it's not used soap, they keep it and use it again. And also, I think he wasn't allowed to say no. He's like, I mean, I guess.
Right.
Even that felt shady a little bit.
Sounds like he was trying to keep the customer happy.
Here's Lunchbox asking a different worker, a different hotel, if it's considered stealing. Go ahead.
I got a question for you. So, like, when you check out, when you're leaving the room, what's the rule on the toiletries, like the shampoo, the soap, things like that? Are you supposed to take it with you? Because I was told it's stealing.
From here?
My friend said, you can't take that. It's stealing. So we're having a debate.
That's not stealing if it's in the room. They're not going to use it. They'll throw it away.
That is what I'm talking about. See? Say, Bobby, Amy, you were wrong.
Bobby, Amy, you are wrong.
Because they do what?
Throw it away.
Boom!
Do we think he would have put the clips of them saying opposite, though, is the question?
No.
Okay.
And I still don't know. I mean, really, honestly, if they don't use the toilet paper, they don't keep it there. I feel like, don't they have, like, cute little gold stickers where they just pop a sticker on there and it looks like it's new, even though it's used?
We're not even saying he's stealing.
Right.
Because it's there. You're not going to go to jail for it. But we're saying a lot of these places donate, and that when he's asking Eddie to bring extra toilet paper down to him so he can take it home.
Right.
That's just a bit excessive.
Mm-hmm.
One other clip, he asked a guy to solve a debate he's having. Here we go.
Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm having a debate with my friends about when you check out of the hotel, the toiletries, like the shampoo, the soap, are you allowed to take it with you? You're not gonna...
Towels, you are not allowed to. Towels and everything.
All right, towels, I get it. What about toilet paper?
Toilet paper, no.
So you say shampoo,
yeah,
soap,
yeah.
You can take.
Yeah, you can take that.
Towels?
Only the shampoos and the soap.
Okay, thank you.
Well, at least we got a dissenting opinion there.
Yeah.
There you have it. Well, listen, it's not stealing. You're not going to go to jail, but thanks for trying, Lunchbox.
And so what did you learn? Whenever you stay at a hotel, bring me the soaps, the shampoos, and the toilet paper, and we are all good.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A school district in Rhode Island announced that we're going to give kids who owed money on their school lunch accounts a peanut butter and jelly sandwich instead of a hot lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the news because they're like, hey, you owe money. You can't get a hot lunch anymore.
Oh, wow.
So the CEO of that Chobani yogurt heard about it and donated $77,000 to cover the school lunch debts of the kids in the Warwick public school system so they could actually eat a hot lunch.
Love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Ugh, that stinks. I was a free lunch kid because we couldn't afford lunch, and so I get government assistant lunch. And I don't know what... And I depended on that.
Yeah, I like when these stories come out because it's a reminder that that's a thing you can give to.
For breakfast and for lunch, I would eat at school because we didn't always have food.
Yeah.
So I would go to breakfast, and I would eat cereal or whatever they had, and then I would go for lunch. And the weird thing was they made us stand in the free lunch line, which... You'd go to lunch, and they made all the really poor kids stand in one line.
Well, surely by now your school district has figured that out.
I would hope.
Or if you're listening and you're in charge of that, like find a way to not make kids stand out.
It was
that's
so
rough.
Humiliating.
Yeah.
It was so humiliating.
Nice.
But there you go. Shout out to the Chobani CEO for doing that. I love that. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby
We bring in our friend Lunchbox, who can talk to people on the phone and within 5 pounds guess their weight. I guess this all started back as a circus trick back in like the 1920s, but somehow he can do it by talking to people. And I'm gonna put Debbie on first. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm real good. Have you ever heard this segment before?
Yes, all the time.
And aren't you like, what in the world is happening?
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Okay, so have you ever met Lunchbox or have you met myself by any chance?
No, I have not.
Okay, so there's no friendship here. There's no secret relationship. Lunchbox, you'll get to ask her questions for 30 seconds. When I cut you off, you must stop asking her questions.
Yeah, I got it.
And then he will guess your weight within 5 pounds. Debbie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
No, I got to stand up. Hold on. Stretch that back. Debbie, where are you from?
Hold on. Wait.
Well, I just want to know where
she's from. No, that's part of the question.
No, usually you say where they're from. It gives me, I need a region of America.
I did. I said Texas. A region of, yeah. Okay. Does that matter to you?
It factors into some things.
Maybe the food.
Interesting. The only food in certain parts of
the country. How
old's Debbie? No. Hold on a minute. We're going to start the timer, and then from there you go. Hey, can you pull up a timer for me, please? I'd like to have a timer running over here.
I got a timer in my head.
No.
All right.
I know you do. All right, Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, and begin.
Hey, Debbie, how old are you?
I am 39.
What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? Heights.
What is your favorite candy bar?
My favorite candy bar? Well, I don't eat a lot of candy bars, but I guess one of my go-to would be a Kit Kat.
Okay, how tall are you?
I am 5'8".
How long have you been married?
15 years.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
And how long?
Sorry, that's time. We've run out of time there now. Amy, would you be able to guess her weight by those questions?
No, not at all.
Would you like to take a shot though, Amy, before he does, just see if you can do it?
No. No, I feel awkward guessing.
You do?
Yeah.
Just go low.
Amy, it's not that hard.
And what would you
How tall did she say she was again?
5'8", been married 15 years.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't really eat candy. She likes the Kit Kat.
130 pounds.
Okay, so that's your guess, 130.
Yeah.
Amy, you're wrong.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, just like that.
Debbie, is Amy wrong?
She is wrong.
Okay, Amy's wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, now you can guess it within 5 pounds. It is your thing.
Yeah, she's been married for 15 years. She doesn't sound like she eats a lot of junk food. And, I mean, her favorite color is blue. That's easy. When you love blue, you weigh 163 pounds.
He says 163. Debbie, what do you weigh?
161.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Hey, Debbie, have a great day. And you know what? Because you won the game, go get a Kit Kat today. Reward yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she won, though. She tried to fool you.
Oh, Debbie, do not get that Kit Kat. Right. You are punished.
All right, let's go to Kara in Louisiana. Kara, you're hearing this nonsense, right?
Yes.
Yes. And have you ever met us before?
No.
All right, Lunchbox will ask you questions for 30 seconds. He will guess your weight within 5 pounds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And
I'm ready.
Lunchbox.
Kara, where are you from?
Baton Rouge.
And how many times do you shower a day?
One.
What kind of car do you drive?
Acura.
What do you do for a living?
Sell insurance.
How tall are you?
5'7".
And how often do you go to the drive-thru per week?
Once.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Time is up.
She likes to run for the border.
Actually, okay.
Yeah, she's from Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Sells that insurance, you know, so she knows health is kind of important.
So within 5 pounds, can you guess this is Kara in Louisiana's weight?
Yeah. You know what I mean? She's going to be a little bit lighter than our last caller because she's a little bit shorter and she lives in Baton Rouge.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say 152.
He says 152.
Baton Rouge, 152.
So is it within 5 pounds? Kara, what do you weigh?
149.
What?
What? Woo! That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't.
Feels good to look good.
Let's go to Jody in North Dakota. Jody, can you stump our boy Lunchbox?
I hope so.
Well, it's a trick here where he can talk to people on the phone and guess their weight within 5 pounds just by talking to them. We've never met. Jody, have we met before?
No, we have not.
All right, have we ever exchanged DMs by any chance?
Have we ever what?
Exactly, that's my point. So, Lunchbox, are you ready to play?
Yeah, Jody?
Jody.
Jody from North Dakota?
North Dakota, and go.
Jody from North Dakota.
Jody, what's your shoe size?
10.
What color are your eyes?
Green.
What's your favorite TV show?
Friends.
Do you wear a bra every day?
Yes.
What?
How many bedrooms in your house?
3.
Do you use soap or body wash?
Soap.
What's your favorite kind of Coke?
Coke?
Yeah, like soda. What soda do you drink?
Oh, yellow
I don't
lady.
Really drink pop.
Okay. What is your favorite breakfast food?
Protein shake.
Okay, and how many times?
Oh, sorry. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Let's just yelling at callers.
Yeah.
You and your size 10 shoe, you wear a bra every day, you like the protein shakes.
Within 5 pounds, Lunchbox?
Guys, she likes to work out. She knows what's up. She's got to be 144.
He says 144. Within 5 pounds. Jody, what do you weigh?
Well, I don't like to work out, but I weigh 148.
148!
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Genuine shock.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
Woo! Look at this guy. Bobby Bones. Yes, Bobby Bones. I read this story. Tell me what you think happened, okay?
Okay.
So this guy comes home from work last week, and he could tell that someone had been in his house. Because you just look around and your stuff's a little off. He's like, huh. He lives in a single-family home, typical street. He said it's possible he forgot to lock his back door, but whoever entered his house didn't break anything to gain entry. So you're talking about he just went into this, whomever went into the house easily. Now, the strange part is the burglars who went into the home did not take anything. They cleaned the house so thoroughly from top to bottom, like went through even the cracks and crevices of places. Like, scrubbed it. They even crafted little origami roses on toilet paper and put them in the bathroom. Huh. He thought the whole thing was weird and creepy.
Oh, wow.
And then he reported the incident to police. Amy, what do you think happened?
I think that somebody was hired to clean a house, and they cleaned the wrong one.
That's what I thought, too.
And they did a good job.
And they just crushed it.
And they did the wrong address. But, I mean, they had to get in somehow. Or did it say how they got in?
The guy said he may have forgot to unlock the back door.
Yeah, and so they just were like, oh, they left the door open for us.
Like, you go home and everything is so clean. So I think about, that's what I thought too, and I laughed out loud. I thought,
so that's that not it?
I don't know. They don't know.
Because also another thing that came to my head is that somebody gifted that to him. Like, if were to come home and, I don't know, Bobby for my birthday had hired
Why are you yelling at me right now? Oh. I get you good gifts. There's no need for you to yell at me right now.
I was just, hypothetical.
Okay.
Hypothetically speaking. Yeah, you get great gifts. But yeah, if I were to walk in and my whole house was totally professionally cleaned with, you know, touches like that, like a rose petals on the toilet paper, I would be like, wow, this is the best gift ever.
Any other theories in the room? Lunchbox, you have a theory on this?
Man, I thought that his wife maybe hired someone and didn't tell him because she was tired of cleaning the house, and so she was spending a little side money on a cleaner and getting credit for herself.
Wouldn't this be the...
Like, she was taking all the credit.
Yeah.
Is he married? Mike D, because I don't see anything about a wife.
It said single-family home, so I think he was just... that's a way of saying, like, it's probably a home with a few bedrooms, few baths.
Right, that's why I just took it as a married.
I would think that's a hilarious practical joke.
Oh, if that's a practical joke, play one on me.
But I'm talking about you going and you do, it's so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Oregon. And you're just like, wait, what just happened? Like, is it? That's a pretty funny practical joke, right?
Nothing was missing.
Nothing was missing.
No, because it was clean. So what did the police say? Like, well,
what
sir?
Do they say?
Yeah, they're like, huh.
He said he still doesn't know who did it. The best theory is that it was an accident. Now, let's imagine, if you will. You're the house that did. You came home and your clothes are still
right.
on the floor.
Fire the company.
Your toilet paper is just sitting there normal.
And you're no used, origami.
Yeah. Mm. You were promised origami on your toilet paper.
Honey, where's our origami rose?
It said on the brochure.
We paid extra for that.
So I thought that story was super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Ray's idea, his business?
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
When Raymundo, what was your idea? You were gonna do what?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We go into pieces of people's houses and we clean it up and make it real tidy right before they go to bed.
Right before they turn down.
And then you actually tuck them in if they want, right?
Right. The dogs would be taken out, dishes done, and then as they're ready to go to bed, turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Didn't you have another business idea that you pitched to me that I didn't go on the air with? Hold on. Can I get the Shark Tank theme? Because what I remember is Raymundo, he's like, he'll sometimes pitch me bits. 99% of the time, There, he's like, I got a secret. It's about a country artist. And it's some real salacious thing that I would never talk about. And he's like, I saw so-and-so with so-and-so. And they're out. But he pitched a bit. Okay. Let's go over to the Shark Tank. Raymundo, here he is, our audio producer. This may be a bomb because I don't remember what it was. Raymundo, what is your next idea on the Shark Tank?
Yeah, so hey, Sharks, thanks for having me.
No problem.
I came up with this idea at lunchtime. It was right after work, and I was exhausted, and I didn't have a place to take a nap. My house was too far, and I thought, maybe a lot of other people that live in suburbia suffer from this issue. They don't have a place to take a nap. So I would have a business where people would come to take naps. We have blankets, we have pillows, and you can just come into your bunk bed and take a nap for 30 minutes, and then you're out. You go back to work. And people just don't have a place to lay their head during the middle of the day. They do at night. They go to their house. But why make that commute when you can come to my business called Nooner?
Nooner?
You're going to tell your friends about
it? Call it that?
Hey.
Wait, why? What's wrong with that?
Nooner is a bad, like...
It is?
Yes, at noon.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about it. Then, okay. You know, it's a place you can get a nap in.
Also, is this like a mobile bus with bunks?
Yeah, that's also a possible idea. I was thinking more of a storefront.
Brick and mortar.
Oh, I'm thinking you drive around.
And then you're in an afternoon business meeting. People say, hey, why is he so upbeat and well-rested? He had a Nooner.
You can't.
I mean,
you can't.
I think that I would invest, guys. Are y'all in?
Wow, Jimmy, you're so refreshed today. What'd you do?
Well, I went by this business downtown, had a Nooner.
It's so dumb. It's like a little nap pod.
Yeah, they actually had a version of this in my college, and people would just, you'd share blankets, share pillows, they clean them every night.
But no, after every person you clean it.
Every night.
You have to put a fresh one out after every Nooner.
And then I also thought, there's a possibility to branch off and to maybe partner with another company, Match.com, and then people start meeting people at the Nooner location.
Oh, okay. So now you're doing the hotel by the hour.
No!
Yeah.
You can't.
Now that's a Nooner.
Okay.
That's a Nooner.
No.
Any Sharks? I'm going to tell you, with Ray's ideas, there's always like a morsel of a great idea.
Yes.
Like with Turn Down for What and Nooner. Listen, I'm not putting my money in there. But there's something to these portable drive-around sleep pods. There is. There's something there. Raymond, I'm not going to invest now, but I do admire that you don't stop thinking.
Thank you, Sharks.
We'll see you next time, then.
All right, thank you, guys.
We got $2 million businesses right there. All right. What's it called, the business again?
Nooner.
What's your slogan?
I had a Nooner.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got Danielle on the phone. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good. What's happening?
Not much. Driving to work this morning, listening to the show.
I appreciate
much
that.
Like every morning.
Well, thank you very much. What can I do for you?
So I have a semicolon tattoo on my wrist already, and after I read Fight, Grind, Repeat, I just decided that I really want to add like FGR to that tattoo already. Oh. And so I was hoping to get that in your handwriting.
Interesting. Okay, so let me explain to our listeners what's happening here. My second book is called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. And what that fight, grind, repeat means is that every day you have to wake up and decide what your fight is. It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, what is your goal? And the grind is when you really have to put in the work and the hard work, even when nobody's watching. And then when it doesn't work, or even if it does, you have to repeat that. And that was kind of the mantra that I wrote about and that I live by, called fight, grind, repeat. It's also on my chair. And now Danielle wants me to write FGR on what part of your body?
My wrist.
On your wrist. Now, how would I do that exactly?
So I think you can just write it on a piece of paper, and then I can take it to the tattoo artist, and they will just copy it.
Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable, because what if I commit a crime in 7 years?
I'll keep it safe.
How serious is the crime?
No, it depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Oh, wow.
I would be honored, but I feel like it's almost too much of an honor to put a tattoo on someone's body of my... You don't?
No, I think you should do it. I don't... Look, I don't see you committing a crime. And if you do, she'll have a cool story of, like, back in the day, this guy, Bobby, when he was, before he was a criminal, I got his...
I'm sure people do that with OJ.
It's fine.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh.
He wrote, see, this is the juice. This is before the Bronco chase.
Yeah, way before.
Yeah, good.
Daniel, I am very honored. My handwriting isn't even that good either, is the thing.
That's the best part. It's unique.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll do it. I'll put you on hold, and I will write on a piece of paper. We'll mail it to you.
What does she want? FGR?
I'm going to write FGL, like Fuller George Line.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Danielle, I'll be happy to write it for you, okay?
Awesome, thank you so much.
I'll write it, I'll put you on hold. There's a part of me that just feels like I don't deserve to be writing on people's body. That being said, there's another dude who's got a full tattoo of my whole face on his arm.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it arm or calf?
Arm. Oh. And it's another girl has on her shoulder, but it's crazy. He has a full, like, maybe forearm.
Some, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing the art, how detailed it is. That pic of me, it's better than like some of my pictures. I'd rather put that as my profile picture, that tattoo. Anyway, hey, thank you for that. Bobby Bones. Your husband was in the Air Force for how long?
12 years.
See if you know this military slang.
Oh, great.
Well, he uses it around you, doesn't he?
I know, but I still, when he uses it, I have to ask. He was like giving, you know, we have a nanny, and we go over times at the beginning of the week because of our schedules with the kids and different things. And he replied to her that she'd be done with work at 1,800 hours or whatever. And I was like, nobody talks that way. She's going to be like, oh, wait, how long am I working? And he's like,
Yusuf. Worked for 1,800 hours?
He's like, yeah, I don't know. So annoying.
Military slang, ready?
Yeah, ready.
Barney style. What is it whenever they say
I don't know. That sounds not appropriate.
What would you think Barney style
the
means?
The big purple dinosaur.
Yeah, what do you think that would mean in military slang? Like if they say, hey, this is Barney style.
I don't know. Elementary?
Boom. When an instructor breaks something down as if it were to a child.
Boom.
So he's like, so I got to break this down Barney style?
Oh, I like how you yelled that. Yeah. Drill sergeant?
Yes, sir. Okay, I got that one. Check.
Blue Falcon. If someone's a Blue Falcon.
I don't know.
They mess things up for the whole squad.
Ooh, that's not cool.
You should take this home to your husband, see if he knows them.
Okay.
And record it.
Oh, sure.
But do it secretly and don't tell him.
Okay.
And also ask all of his military secrets, but don't tell him. Bring it.
He won't even tell me.
How about a fart sack? What do you think a fart sack is?
When you... I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, what's that thing called when you put the covers a Dutch oven?
Like if you're in the bed with your husband and he farts and you pull it over your head?
Yeah, what is...
It's a military term for a sleeping bag.
Oh, ew. What's that they call that? Okay.
I would think the word fart isn't as crazy in the military as it would be for us. Like that's probably nothing for them. I don't know. I don't even like the word fart.
You don't?
No. No, I'm not a big I don't even know that I do it.
You know what rack out means?
You're so dumb.
What is it?
Rack out.
Rack out. I know what get in racked means.
No.
Okay. What is it?
It's like go to sleep.
Oh,
because that's what anytime my husband was deployed, really like getting off the phone, he's like, I'm gonna go rack out. I'm like, what? Because like at home, he doesn't say that. Let's rack out.
Yeah. He said, let's rack in.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Amber was flying from San Francisco to Raleigh and she had checked her dog underneath the plane. Well, she gets to Raleigh and guess what? They messed up and sent the dog to Chicago, some 480 miles away. Wasn't going to be able to get the dog till the next day, but one of the staff members put the dog in the car and drove it to Amber.
Wow.
481 miles, said Amber, don't worry, I got puppy. Woo, woo, we're on our way.
Holy crap. I hope she didn't bark at her like that, but still, that's good. That's a good one. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go! Hey, do you ever have to like hide your credit card, or do you ever use your credit card too much where you're like, ugh, like I gotta chill?
Like hide it from myself?
Yeah.
No.
Here's a trick to keep you from using your credit card for all of our listeners out there that sometimes are like, oh, I got to put this thing away.
Right.
Because it doesn't seem like real money.
Mm-hmm.
You're just swiping a card. It comes back later and it's real money.
Yeah, and then you get a bill.
Take your credit card and put it in a cup of water and then put that cup of water in the freezer. The hassle of pulling out a block of ice and thawing it is enough to cut your credit card use down a lot.
Wow. Yeah, that'll work.
But now that everything's saved digitally.
Right. You can just, you know, pay elsewhere.
Put your phone in the freezer in a cup of water.
That's not going to work. But yeah, like Amazon, if you want to shop there, your credit card's attached.
Take
just
your
go to
computer,
the app.
Put it in a cup of water.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So if I play this part of the song, it's just a guitar part from All the Small Things.
Yeah.
Like taken from the recording, right?
All the small things, true care, truth.
All right, I'll give you one more example. Can you name this one? Just a guitar part. Sing it out loud.
Hold on. All the
small things.
No. Y'all threw me off. Bigger than you,
and you are not me.
It's
given.
Losing my religion.
Okay.
On him.
Okay?
But you got it. Everybody's got it. That's like a mandolin and guitar right there.
Got
all
it.
You're going to hear. I have five songs. You guys, take your pens out. Amy, right. Lunchbox, producer Eddie, I'll play you just the guitar part of the song. All you have to do is name the song. Don't need the band. If you say the band and you're wrong, you miss it, though.
Ooh,
if you try to be cocky.
So don't do that.
Song number one, and action. Sound familiar, Amy?
Yeah.
Sound familiar, Lunchbox?
Yep.
All right. Everybody in?
No.
That's all they do over and over?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the whole song, actually.
5 seconds.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, more.
You're going to give it away.
I don't care.
She doesn't care.
5 seconds.
That's
four.
It.
Three. All right, Amy, what is your answer? All right,
that's
your
answer. I can't think of it.
Lunchbox?
That's AC/DC, Back to Black.
One, that's not the name of that AC/DC song. It's Back in Black, but it's also not that song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I got
Eddie?
Wrong.
That's Sweet Child of Mine.
I got that.
Sweet Child of Mine.
I was so close.
I was too.
You had the melody.
Yeah.
All right, song number two, just from the guitar. Okay, here we go. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy, your answer, please.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
No, sorry. Lunchbox.
That's Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Enter Sandman. Wow. How is that?
What's the name? Enter Sandman?
Yeah.
Exit Night.
Like Enter.
Exit Light. Oh, Enter. Whatever it is.
It's
Exit Light.
Yeah, that's it.
Exit Light.
All right.
Enter Night. Take my hand.
Sing it, Lunchbox.
We're off to Never Never Land.
There he is. Here we go. Next one. Name just by the guitar part. Amy, you have no points, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm in for the win.
Amy's got her head in her hand.
Yeah, she's struggling.
Because I know this, but I don't. I need more. I need more than just the guitar part.
Sing it.
All right.
Is this an Ease My Trouble Mind? Or do we already seen
what
that?
You got? What
yeah,
you got?
5 seconds.
It's in the sands of time. Hands of time.
Time? Amy, your answer?
Oh, I don't know. I don't, that's my answer. I don't know.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's Kryptonite, Three Doors Down.
Was that what I was thinking?
You were so close, Amy. Close.
Oh, shoot.
Eddie?
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
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 Okay, good, good. Go.
You want another one?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Come
I'm
on,
in.
Amy. Come on, Amy.
Okay. Woo.
All right. Lunchbox.
He's struggling.
Lunchbox.
Peaches.
No.
All that. Migos peaches.
Amy.
Santeria.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Eddie.
Santeria. We sang the whole song. Lunchbox.
I just said the song. I don't practice Santeria.
I don't practice peaches.
I don't practice eating peaches. I don't eat them in a can.
But I didn't know that was the name of the song.
Here we go. Ready?
Who sings it?
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. If I had $1 million, well, I'd spend it all if I could
run.
I don't practice Santeria.
All right, one more.
Who is that?
Sublime. Oh, ooh, Amy's still in the game for her and Lunchbox for last place. Eddie, you got this running away.
Well, give me a hard one.
All right, last one. Part. Amy?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Woo!
Lunchbox?
Bohemian Rhapsody Queen.
Eddie?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
There you go. Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah!
You know, you didn't miss one, my friend. Woo! To be fair, you are a musician.
Yes. And one of them wasn't fair because we played with Three Doors Down.
But why? Well, I got that. That was easy.
Okay.
Right.
I like a Lunchbox would go like band name too, even though he's going risky.
No, when I know stuff, I know stuff. I just like to show off my knowledge.
A, D, C, D. Back or black. That's good. Nice job, everybody. Good game.
Yeah,
it was a fun game.
That's fun.
That was a fun game. That's a fun game. Bobby Bones Show. So what's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, somebody spray painted like graffiti the word death on a wall, like right by my house. And I don't like it. It's huge and it says death. And I'm like, oh, it's just like not pretty. And it was like this white, plain white wall. So I'm kind of like, nobody's fixing it. So what if we go buy white paint and we paint over it and fix it? It's not our property.
But is this vigilante painting?
Well, wow. So it's vigilante vandalism because they vandalized it with the word death, but yeah. Also it's not my property either. So if I go paint over the death, am I vandalizing too? Because it's so, but then I see like a war happening because what if the people that tagged it, that's tagging, right? When you graffiti a wall.
I don't know if writing death is tagged.
No, it's like it's written like tag.
Oh.
It's like graffiti. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it might be one of the gangs in my neighborhood. But so if I pay over it, then are they going to retaliate? And then what if they see me doing it and then they take action? I don't know. I mean, it says death.
My advice would be to leave it alone.
But it's just
okay,
but
you asked for
I'm
advice.
Cleaning up the neighborhood. My friend
with
and
her,
I.
With her luck, she'd be painting over it and the cops would see her doing it. And then.
They probably would think that, yeah. And I'd be like, do I look like I'm repainting death on a wall?
I would say leave it alone. It's not a bad word. If it were a bad word or a body part,
yeah,
I would say you paint it over.
Okay, so I leave it alone.
But for a couple reasons. One, it's not yours to paint anyway. And two, what if they do get mad?
I say don't. Lunchbox?
Listen, Amy, if you want your neighborhood to be clean, you got to clean it up yourself. And one person starts a movement.
Oh.
You do it first, and then people will get behind you, and they'll start covering up other graffiti throughout the neighborhood. It makes it a totally better place. You're making the neighborhood better, so listen. If the cops see you doing it, the cops will help you.
Oh, it's like you tell me something good.
Yes, they'll say, you know what? Wow. You're helping. Let me get a paintbrush, and they'll help you paint.
He does bring up a good point.
I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, it's not pretty. It's like this white wall, and in bright red spray paint, now it says death. And I see it every day.
And that may be someone's tag name. That may be their name is death, so they put their name on it. They're not saying,
and but whoever cleans it up might bring death to me.
If you want help, I'm not scared.
Okay.
You guys ever watch Live PD?
Yeah, it's great, awesome. Dude.
Yeah, I started. Like, it's on A&E?
Yes.
Yep.
Live Friday and Saturday nights.
And so I'll be flipping through it, and it's just like a whole block of time. It says Live PD for like hours, and I'll stop on it. You ever watch it?
No.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I only saw it because these knuckleheads were talking about
Amy,
it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And I'll be in my hotel and in California, and I'll be like, "There's no time zones are different. They don't have all my channels," which irritates me. So I hit Live TV, Live PD. And literally, they'll go, "Let's go to Evansville, Indiana, and we'll check in with the police department there." And is there a cameraman, or does someone wear a body cam?
No, it's a camera. It's a camera crew. Yeah.
It's awesome. They do it in Williamson County, right outside of Austin. They've invited us to go ride along.
Oh, my gosh. You should go.
So I know, but
they'll throw to them.
It's
and
awesome.
You don't know what's about to happen. There'll just be a cop pulling someone over. They'll go, boo. And he's going, "Okay, we're going to check in Evansville, Indiana. This is Officer Mark." And Mark pulls up behind him, and he's like, "I watched some car drive into a curb." Obviously drunk.
He's drunk, yeah.
Just boom. And so he gets out, and he's like, "How are we doing tonight?" And I'm like, "Oh, boy, we're about to have to..." And of everything I watched, there was no action, but there's always... It's live, so there might be action.
Yes, correct.
I've never seen action, though.
Oh, I've seen action.
You have?
Oh, yeah, I've seen action. I saw one where they were following a lady who was involved in a carjacking, and then they stopped at her apartment complex and just waited for like 30 minutes till she got it. It was a standoff. And I'm like, this is crazy. A live standoff.
On Live PD?
Yeah, it's somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah. It's fun to watch because you just don't know what's going to happen. It's a show like Shark Tank that you can just keep it on and be entertained and not be too dialed into it. Like, that's my universal show. If I just need a show and someone's over at the house, we're like, what's wrong? Just put on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Live PD is that kind of show to
yes,
me now.
Yes, it is.
Because you can just put, it doesn't matter when or where.
Oh, okay.
Just put it on.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you'd probably like it. Maybe not.
Yeah, Stevenson might. He loves police. Is it okay for kids?
Oh, I don't know a kid. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, because I saw some drug stuff.
Yes. Sometimes it's a routine traffic stop, like Bone said, but sometimes it's something serious.
I only see the routines. I haven't seen anything good yet. So, yeah, you should check it out. And don't paint over your wall.
What if it's at night?
Even worse.
I was going to go at night.
Like, I have an idea.
Amy's like, well, what if it's at night and I take a gun and I'm wearing all red?
I'm like, no.
Now you're a blood.
What if she spray paints like, "Till death do us part," like something to make it positive.
Add to it.
Yeah.
No, it's
ugly. Or like
it's
Death
ugly.
Valley, go LSU.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Go Tigers.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep y'all posted.
On
I mean,
what? No, just don't do it.
No,
we don't
I
need
really
to be posted
might.
Again. Just don't
no,
do
I'm
it.
Gonna, no, okay. I might be doing it. Bobby
Bones. Yeah. You ever have someone on social media that you don't really know, but you wish you did and you wish they were your friend?
Yeah.
Like personally, because we always feel like these people are our friends. I do. There are people I've never met in my life, and I feel like they're my friend just because I watch their life on social media. And I hope people feel that way about me, honestly. I hope that we put enough out there and we're entertaining that they feel that way. So around the room, if you could hang out with anyone from your social media, who would it be? Amy?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I mean, well... I just would like to cook with her and play with her little Frenchie bulldog, and we could go walk our dogs together and hang out, and she's inspiring to me.
She has a French bulldog?
Yeah, it's so cute, too. She may even have a couple of them.
That's what I've been looking at.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they are so cute.
Well, here's been the issue so far. Is I'm looking to adopt one, but some of the rescues that have them,
yeah,
they're like 4 or 5 years old. And so
I
don't
want
I want a puppy. So I haven't taken one yet. What is it? The dog?
I like Reese. But I mean, she's someone that I've liked for a really long time. And I get it. She's not the same person that she is in her movies, but...
But she's on social media.
Right. So I see her side on social media and I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I think mine is Ed from Bare Naked Ladies. Because I love Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been
Ed. Is he the singer?
He's the rapper, but now he's a singer both because they kicked out the other guy.
Okay.
I love Bare Naked Ladies, and I love Hootie, and they're going on tour together all summer. It's like I'm just going to sit there the whole time going, oh, It's going to be awesome. But Ed, I was watching this clip of Ed, because he's the rap guy. Hold it now, Mickey Hood wink.
Ed Robertson.
Yeah. Yes. So he was on, you know, he wrote the Big Bang Theory song.
Okay.
That Bare Naked Ladies did. And it all started with a big bang bang, you know. This is Bare Naked Ladies. And so this is him talking about how he wrote that song.
I think we're going to find out at the end of that show that the secret to the magic of the entire run was that 30-second theme song at the beginning of the show.
That's correct. And it's going to be a hit single on the radio when the show ends, because all the stations are going to add it.
Yeah.
He's so funny on there. Those guys are so funny. One of my favorite bands. So I'd be friends with Ed from Bare Naked Ladies. You don't like that one, Lunchbox?
Well, he just seemed kind of boring. I didn't think he was very funny there. You played a clip. I was like, and that's who you want to hang out with? Some guy. I mean, there are so many more interesting people in the world than some guy, Ed, from a Bare Naked Ladies band. You could go John Mayer.
I kind of know John Mayer a little bit, though.
I mean, there's so many models, like hotties,
oh,
that
yeah,
you would want to be. I mean, you're single, and you want to hang out with some dude named Ed.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what is wrong with you? Like, okay, come on.
Who is yours?
Oh, man, this is easy, dude. Yeah. I mean, there's no question. Johnny Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, we are going to be.
So, wait, Johnny's a better name than Ed? You want to hang out with
some guy named Johnny?
Like, Ed's, your criteria, Ed's far richer, far more famous.
Oh, he is not more famous than Bananas.
Ed from Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, look him up. Look his social media up.
What do you want?
From Ed. Ed from, how many people does he have on social media? Probably 5,000?
You can look up Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay. That's
because he had, I mean, Bare Naked Ladies haven't been around in about 25 years. So no one, like, Morgan number two probably never even heard of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I have.
There you go.
29,000 followers.
That's it? 29,000?
Bare Naked Ladies. Bare Naked
oh
ladies.
My goodness. Get out of here. Bananas has like 700,000. Get out of here with it. More
I don't
famous.
Think social media matters.
Oh, now it doesn't matter.
Like, Lionel Richie has 150,000 followers.
Everyone okay. knows who he is.
Right. That's my point. It doesn't just
yeah,
matter.
Older people do. I'm talking about the young crowd, and Johnny Bananas is popular with the young crowd. And if you look at his social media, he has so much fun. He's always at the beach, hanging out, relaxing.
Eddie, from social media, who would you be friends
okay,
with?
Hear me out on this one.
Okay.
And I've met him before, but Billy Currington, see, he's my spirit animal.
Yeah.
This dude, he just lives the beach life. That's what I want to be when I grow up. Except he's not grown up. Like,
except
he's
you're
still
older
young.
Than him.
Am I?
I think so.
Dude, he just
maybe
like.
Not. Look him up.
Like, even his friends in Hawaii, they're just chilling.
Even his Instagram is Coconut Man or
yeah.
something.
BC Coconut Man.
Billy Currington's 45, so he is older than you.
Yeah, living the life. Snowboarding, surfing, playing sold out shows. He's even hanging out with some dude at a bar just playing his guitar.
Hmm. So Eddie picks. Okay, so far Amy, Reese Witherspoon,
yeah.
me, Ed from Bare Naked Ladies, Lunchbox Johnny Bananas, Eddie Billy Currington, Morgan number two. If you could hang out with anyone from social media, who would it be?
It'd be Halsey,
yeah.
the pop artist. She is so unapologetically herself. She wears whatever she wants. She says whatever she wants. Like, I just feel like we'd be great friends.
You want to know something about her? One of my friends just produced a show that she was on. And he said about Halsey that she is the absolute nicest pop star that he deals with.
Oh, cool.
Well, there you go.
We were on an elevator with her once. Do you remember when she was wearing a yellow raincoat, like
was
as
that,
an outfit?
Was that Halsey?
Though?
All I remember was like, just,
I'm pretty sure.
It was just weed central. It was like, oh,
God, somebody's smoking the reefer.
But she's supposedly super nice and like easy to work with. Yeah.
I feel like we get along great.
Wait, buddy, good luck.
Thank you.
Should this be a challenge so you can hang out with our person
Ooh,
first?
We still have Billy Currington's number here somewhere, right?
He left it for me. I think Eddie stole it.
Yeah.
My kids are obsessed with that song right now, by the way. That's all I hear.
Billy Currington came in the studio one day, and we were talking upstairs. He's like, hey, man, come to Hawaii. Come stay with me. We'll hang out. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm not... First of all, I'm not going to Hawaii. Secondly, if I do, I'm not going to... Hey, well, Billy, it's Bobby.
And he wrote it on a piece of paper.
He did. And he's a super nice guy. But, like, I would never take someone up on that offer.
Yeah. I think I might.
Like, hey,
it's Eddie from
this
Bobby
stuff.
Bones.
You gave
show.
This to Bobby, but I took it. Oh, that's funny, man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And that's going to do it for us today. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Everybody good?
Yep.
All right, everybody say bye. Bye,
bye.
Everybody.
That's the end of the Bobby Bones Show. Listen to the replay all day on iHeartRadio. Just go to personalities and find the Bobby Bones Show, or go to bobbybones.com.